May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 893. If guilt pursue thee with its cry, and would to prison hail, to Jesus Christ the surety fly, and he will give in bail. Hymn 893.
Together from the Word of God, two portions of Scripture. First, Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? For God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness. For when we were the servants of sin, we were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now will you please turn to the book of Psalms, number 37. Psalm 37. We'll not read all of the psalm. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth, and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Here we will leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us and help us now in prayer. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, once again thy mercies are extended to us, and we're found the light and dawn of another Sabbath day and found in thy courts. And we do desire to come. Indeed, and thank thee and praise thee and render that due praise to thy name. For all the mercy and kindness, the blessings bestowed upon us. Lord, we have much to be thankful for. We have our food, our clothing, we have a roof over our heads, beds to lie on. Indeed, we have many mercies and favours and comforts. And we would and would not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and yet without praise die. And Lord, we have come once again, we're spared to see another Sabbath day here on earth. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt make it a real blessed day to us. A day that shall be remembered the remainder of our lives. That we shall humbly say, the Lord was with us there. On that November day in 2013. Oh, a time to be remembered. A day of the Son of Man. Dear Lord Jesus, we look to thee and plead with thee to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this day. Indeed, so that there is a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none are sent empty away. Whether they go home on their knees, begging for mercy, or whether they go home thanking thee for thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies to their never dying souls. Lord, it will be a good day. And we ask that thou wilt then hear our prayer. Oh, and Lord, do send then none empty away. Gracious Lord, hear our prayer and come, Lord, and meet with us and bless us. Our Lord, the assembled congregation, Lord, will hear a man's voice. But oh, we pray that they may hear thy voice. The voice of Jesus. The voice of the Son of God. And we pray that thou wilt bless thy word to their souls. So that there is that shall return unto thee. So that there is that, Lord, whereby there shall be sinners wrought upon. Sinners abundantly blessed with the word of thy grace. Lord, do help us. Lord, we need thy help, thou knowest. We're only a poor, sinful man, and a very sinful man at that. Lord, but we look to thee to come and grant a gracious, divine anointing. One needs to be anointed to speak, and we pray that each may be anointed to hear. To hear thy word, thy truth, and all that it may have then an abiding place and an effect in their hearts. Lord, do graciously work. Thou knowest and seest just how each one has come to chapel this morning. Lord, how there are those, Lord, that maybe have come on their knees, come seeking a portion for their souls, come like the poor dear man that we read of in the temple, the publican, that cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Thou knowest, Lord, if there is anyone, one soul, that should have come in like this, Lord, oh, that they may go home like that dear man that we read of. He went home justified. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear prayer, so that sinners then, while they may feel their sin and their iniquity, but oh, that they may go home, Lord, by the close of the day, feeling assured that their sins are pardoned, forgiven, washed away in the Redeemer's blood, and indeed that their names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life, that there is hope for their never dying soul, that they will say, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Lord, thou art able to grant such a blessed, gracious transformation in the heart of any poor soul that came in to the house of God this morning with their head hung down like a bulrush, feeling their sin and their guilt. Oh, we pray that they may go home, lifted up with joy, with peace and pardon, with forgiveness, with their heart filled with thy loving kindness. Then, Lord, do hear our prayers. And pray then that thou wilt meet with each and all. Thou knowest just then how each one has come. And dear Lord, should there be anyone that has come in unconcerned, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt not let them go out unconcerned, that they may go home, Lord, like the publican, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, so that in the fullness of time they too will know of peace and pardon of their sin and their iniquity. Gracious Lord, hear prayer. Oh, we look to thee. We pray then that sinners may be snatched from the burning, made trophies of thy grace, as Saul of Tarsus was. Why, oh, what an enemy of truth he was. But what a stalwart of the truth he became. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt turn men's hearts even this day, in this congregation and elsewhere throughout our land, so that there may be that song of praise to thy great and holy name as that blessed Saviour and glorious Redeemer. We do pray then that thou wilt pardon every sin, all our iniquities, Lord, we each have our own lot, our own catalogue of sin, and we desire to fall down before thee with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, and indeed tremble at thy word, and to know thy blessing. To this man will I look. We pray then that thou help us and be with us. Lord, do remember this church and congregation here. Thou knowest all about them, all those things that concern them each. We ask thee to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, and indeed make thy goodness pass before them, and may thy work appear in their midst. We pray, Lord, the little ones, there are some babies here, young ones, young boys and girls, lads and lasses. We pray that thou remember each and go before them in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. And oh, that thou help them, Lord, to commit their way into thy hand. We thank the lovely little hymn, Lord, that we find in the hymn book. That the dear hymn writer says about our approach is gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. And Lord, and those of us that are older, Lord, we haven't got past it. We still want it answered in our hearts. Then do bless the children, we pray, and the young ones. Go before them, lead and guide them in life's pathway, direct their steps, and be very near and gracious to them. Provide for them. Oh, that they may have provided for them employment, and that we pray that they may have provided for them a wife or a husband. Or that they may go up to the house of God in unity of spirit and the bond of peace, they may walk together in the fear of God. Pray for parents. They need much wisdom in this day in which we live. We pray thou help them, give them wisdom. They need wisdom to say yes, and they need wisdom to say no. And we pray thou help them to bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Pray then that thou art be with older ones, some, Lord, that bear the heat and burden of the day, undertake. Help them, be near, be gracious, be with them. Help them commit all into thy hand, put their trust alone in thee. May they be found looking unto Jesus, casting all their care upon thee, then be with them. We pray for our friends here that hold office, undertake for them in the burdens, responsibilities that fall to their lot. Help them to commit to thee and guide them in the affairs that they have to attend unto. And be them with each and all, nor whether they're members of church or members of the congregation, we pray thou would abundantly bless their souls. Then do hear prayer. We ask thee now to hear prayer for others. As we think of one another here and there, we know of those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. Indeed, we do pray for widows and widowers. We pray for those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, sometimes a child, maybe a grandchild. Be near to each, we pray. And then also, dear Lord, there are those that walk in affliction's path. And some, dear Lord, walk in with terminal illness. And we think of our friend Susan Cooper, Ben Stanton, Lord, and there's others that some of us know about. And Lord, and perhaps there's some that we don't know about. But we do indeed lovingly commit and commend them today, that thou wouldst draw near to them, bless their souls, help them, dear Lord, to cast all their care upon thee. May they be blessed with a good hope through grace, that when thou shalt call them to bid adieu to time, that they shall enter upon eternity to be with Jesus. Favour them, Lord, do bless them. Oh, with the blessing of God that maketh rich. And we pray that indeed fit and prepare us each for that solemn time, when we was bid adieu to time and enter eternity. Oh Lord, make us right, keep us right. Fit and prepare us then for heaven, for glory. Oh, to have our receipt stamped to mark paid in the Redeemer's blood. Then there's those, Lord, have deep troubles and trials and difficulties. Pray for them. That they've got crooked things in their lot. They got some rough places. They got some impossibilities. Oh, that thou wouldst make thy goodness pass before them, thou undertake for them, that thou mercifully appear, and oh, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, that thy word may be blessed to their souls, that they may know that he careth for you. Then do a prayer. And that what we read, that God is able, and able to make the crooked straight and the rough place plain, able to make a way where there's no way. Lord, do help us each to put our trust alone in thee. We pray for the nation, appear for us. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men. Govern those that govern us. Open the heart and the eyes of our Prime Minister. Lord, thou knowest, he's just like the weathercock. He blows whichever the way the wind is, whichever audience is facing. He says one thing one day and something else the next, and something else the next. Oh, gracious Lord, do raise up for us men of God to rule and reign over us. Men, Lord, that will base their imams on thy word. Hear our prayer. We pray that thou remember others in the world, those that suffer need and poverty and famine, death, disease, and those that are persecuted for thy name's sake, remember them and help them, strengthen them, support them, and appear also to the persecutors. Then do a prayer. And Lord, and this comes to our mind of prodigals. There are those, Lord, have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do bring them back. Oh, may they not, Lord, they cannot rove beyond the limits of thy love. Oh, may it be that thou wilt have mercy on their souls and cause them to return unto God and to godliness. And Lord, and some, they may have left this chapel or some other chapel, and they may go to some other place of worship. But Lord, if thy word and truth is not preached there, do have mercy upon them. Ah, Lord, and do give unto them, Lord, a true spiritual appetite, so that they're not left to feed on the husks that the swine eat, but they're found seeking those things which are above, the bread and the water of divine life. Gracious Lord, do hear our prayers. Ah, Lord, and we do pray for younger ones, Lord, that they may be kept and preserved from the many evils that surround us, the temptations that abound, the Mr. No Harm, Lord, that rages through our streets. Gracious Lord, do hear our prayers and do help us. Oh, we then thank thee for all the kindness and mercy, all the blessings. And we pray for pardon of every sin, washing, cleansing in the blood of Jesus. And we do plead now, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt come and help us. We're only a poor man. We need thy help, Lord. We need thee to hold our hand. We need thee, dear Lord, to fulfill thy word and thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then do come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, Hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See, I languish, faint and die. Hymn 1068.
Thank you.
tremblingly, and with the Lord's help, we ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Romans chapter 6, and the 23rd verse. Romans 6 and verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I remember coming here many years ago, Sunday in June. It would have been in the mid-80s. And the text Lord's Day, the morning, was found in the book of Daniel. And it was this, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. I never forget the circumstances and my prayer before I left home that Lord's Day morning. Oh, that the Lord would not allow me to get to Swayze if this was not what he wished me to preach from. But I did get here. And these words that we've read here this morning by way of a text have been, I trust, given to us, directed by the Lord. And the Lord used a particular instrument to cause this word to come to one's memory. But I tremble. The first part of the text indeed is very, very solemn. And I wish to speak in faithfulness to my God and to your souls. Here, the dear apostle, yes, there is the other side of this. There is the blessed side of this text. But here is a solemn side. And it has to be spoken. The wages of sin is death. And by nature, all of us deserve death. By nature, all of us deserve eternal damnation. But the blessed Lord has seen fit to send his beloved Son into this world to save sinners. And sinners that seek for mercy and salvation shall find. But it remains that the wages of sin is death. We read that psalm, number 37, or part of it. And oh, why, what there is contained there in that psalm about the wicked, the evildoers, that shall be cut off. The evildoers that shall be cut off. You know, I could hope, I do hope. I hope and pray that there will be not one found in this congregation here this morning that will be found as the wicked cut off. But that hope, that prayer, does not permit me to bypass this solemn part of the text. You read in the Word of God here, and particularly in Ezekiel's prophecy, and I'm very aware of what is read there, which makes me tremble, because I am not permitted to make sad that which the Lord has not made sad. And I am not permitted to make glad that which the Lord has not made glad. But at the same time, I wish to warn the wicked. I wish, by God's help, is to warn the righteous and the wicked, so that the wicked shall turn from their wicked ways and turn unto God, unto godliness, and that the righteous do not turn from righteousness. Oh, friends, do you really realize the solemn place in which God's servants stand between a holy, righteous God and poor and dying sinners, and called upon to preach His word and to warn the righteous as well as the wicked? I say, I hope, pray, that there'll not be one found with the wicked at last. But it may be that one has been sent here today to warn perhaps one wicked one. To warn one wicked one. Their wicked ways and the wages. The wages of sin is death. Why, yes, and the Lord says to us here by His dear servant John in the closing chapters of the Bible. Yes, where and what will happen to the wicked, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Sinner, it's not just dying today or tomorrow or some other day. No. That is not the end. We read here in the Word of God the blessed, glorious resurrection of the dead, of those that, yes, that die in the Lord, but of those that die without Christ, those that live here on this earth without Christ, and those that die without Christ. On that last tremendous day, when this world shall be found in a blaze, as the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. But there will be that those that live and die without Christ will be found, yes, in everlasting torments. By where their worm dieth not. There have been some terrible accidents in the history of this world, and things that you and I can remember. There have been earthquakes. There have been disasters. There have been wars. And man has sometimes said, described those events as a scene out of hell. Well, that gives us perhaps a little, and it is a little, idea of what eternity will be without Christ. Those terrible disasters that those disasters that happen, those terrible events. You think back to 2001, when those great towers out in America were pulled down by Al-Qaeda. Those planes flying into them. A scene out of hell. But we don't know anything about it now. 10-12 years afterwards. But we shall know something about it 10 years after this world is in a blaze. We should know something about it. 10 years. 10,000 years. 10,000 years. The wicked. Yes, you see, how gracious the Lord is that speaks there in Ezekiel, if the servant of God warns the wicked and he turns from his wickedness, then the Lord will have mercy upon him. So, if there should be one here this morning, yes, walking in such a wicked life, dear soul, there is mercy even for such as you. There is mercy even for the such of you. The wages of sin is death, eternal death. Ever living, ever dying, yet never dying. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee, Redeemer's blood? have our union to the church's living head. Well, let's proceed to the last verse. But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou, nobody else, thou art on the brink of danger, canst thou face a holy God? Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. I can and I do quote that verse with feeling. Because I was once where I've been talking about, and I remember the old deacon reading that verse out at chapel one Lord's Day, never to be forgotten. When he read that line, thou art on the brink of danger. Oh, what that conveyed into my heart, I can never tell. It certainly made me tremble. Could I face a holy God? No, I could not. The gift of God is eternal life. See, just to remind ourselves here, a few things that the characters about the wicked here. Fret not thyself. This is to God's people. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. The wicked plotteth against the just, gnasheth upon him with his teeth. But listen, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he saith that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, they have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Why, the dear psalmist says here, I have seen, we didn't read this verse, but further down here, I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Yes, the wicked are cut off. The wicked are cut off. And there is only two places where we shall spend eternity. It's with Christ or without Christ. God forbid. God forbid that anyone in here should die without Christ. The wages of sin. Yes. So, what a mercy if these few remarks should cause a poor sinner, yes, to go home from this chapel this morning so different than when they came. Yes. You know, it's often been said about the publican, and it will be said to the end of time, because it sets forth the glorious gospel of Jesus. His prayer. Perhaps you've, yes, made fun of it in the past. Made fun of it. But the Lord arrests your soul. You'll not make fun of it. You'll plead it before him with a feeling heart. Yes, and you'll be one that turns from your unrighteousness, from your wicked ways, from your ungodly ways. Yes, you may be in chapel this morning, but that doesn't mean that you're not walking in ungodly ways, does it? You know full well it doesn't. You know full well it doesn't mean that. How often has your heart been out there with the wicked, the world? Yes, planning, scheming, what you can do next. Sinner, let me ask you something. What den and what hole of sin and iniquity were you in the last week, or even the last night? The Lord has a blessed message for you. Come out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. That's the message that God has for you. Yes, to leave the hateful ways of sin and turn to the fold and enter in. Yes, dear soul, the Lord in his mercy, oh, graciously convince. You and I of our wicked ways. And that we turn unto him. You know, that's a very, very sweet word. It's a very blessed promise. You read of here in the last chapter in the prophecy of Isaiah. Let me read you verses 1 and 2. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. See, all this the Lord has done, is all he's made. But the Lord says this, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. And to this man, and that includes a woman too, just in case you're under any misunderstanding. It means mankind. Yes, to this man will I look. To this man will I look, even to him. This poor one of a contrite spirit that trembleth at my word. When that dear man went up into the temple to pray, the publican, boy, there, you see, the Lord looked upon him. And the Lord had pity upon him. The Lord had compassion upon him. The Lord forgave him his sin, his iniquity, his transgression. We don't know, we're not told what his sin was. He confessed, a sinner. And dear soul, we don't know what your sin is. Personally, I don't want to know. I've got enough wretchedness in my own heart. But the Lord says, but to this man will I look. And the dear Lord Jesus tells us there, that publican, that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The other was the Pharisee. He justified himself. A wicked man. He didn't see that he needed any mercy. He didn't see he needed any salvation. He quite thought he was all right. No, he says, I'm not as other men are, extorters, unjust, adulterers. Even as this public, I fast twice in the week, I give tithes that all that I possess. But didn't realize he was a sinner. Dear soul, maybe you've been coming in and out this chapel many years. But that Pharisee, I say, didn't realize he was a sinner. Do you realize you are a sinner? Wicked men. Yes. Those wicked thoughts. Those wicked thoughts in the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God's word. You read Jeremiah 17, you'll find it there. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God's word, not mine. God's word, not mine. Oh, but God's word, not mine. To this man will I look. Even to him there's a broken and a contrite spirit trembleth at my word. God's word, not mine. Yes, dear soul. The wage of sin is getting... But the gift of God is eternal life. Dear soul, what a mercy if you and I know something about this blessed but found here in this text. The Apostle Paul speaks about the wages of sin being death. But he doesn't speak about eternal life being wages. No. He speaks about it being as God's gift. The free, unmerited mercy and favour of God to poor, dying sinners. The sinners that look up, that look unto Jesus. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. Why, I think I'm right. It was there in that hymn you just sang. Why, there the dear hymn writer says that this, does he not? No, it's not this hymn. But why, dear soul, it comes in, does it not, that he tarries off to men of faith and comes at evening late. Yes, and dear soul, if you and I are found as a poor sinner, the gift of God, we perhaps don't feel to be under the gracious influence of the Holy Spirit. I've often spoken about Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if there, I say it again, if there should be a poor soul here this morning that feels anything but blessed, yes, you know what it is to mourn. You know what it is to mourn. You know what it is to mourn over sin. You know what it is to feel poor in spirit. You know what it is to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You want Christ. You want the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. But you don't feel that you're blessed. Anything but. You perhaps, poor soul, feel so far off from God. You say the Lord has never had any mercy upon your poor, never-dying soul. But the gift. Yes, dear soul. It's Jesus, God's dear Son, that opened his mouth, began, and taught the people, blessed are the poor. It is his blessed divine prerogative to say, such souls are blessed. See, he will, he does. He desires, he intends, and he will comfort his people. Yes, he'll comfort them. Blessed are they that mourn. Leave the word blessed out for a moment. They that mourn, they shall be comforted. Where's that comfort going to come from? It's not going to come from man. It's got to come from Christ himself. Well then, dear soul, you are blessed. For the time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. The wages of sin is death, but the gift. Oh, you perhaps, dear soul, don't feel this morning that it's a gift. You feel it's anything but a gift. You, perhaps, poor soul, you feel almost, shall I say, that you're under a curse. Yeah. And you don't feel blessed, but dear soul, blessed are they that mourn. You mourn. What do you mourn over? You mourn over those wretched ways. You mourn over those past sins. You mourn over the way you've spoken to someone in the past. You mourn that you disobeyed your parents. You mourn because you've not always spoken the truth. You've told a lie. They shall be comforted. They shall be comforted. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yes, you see, the mourners, those that mourn then over their sin, their transgression, all their faults, failings, inconsistencies, heart wanderings, backslidings, sins of omission and sins of commission. So you go on. You mourn over it all. Oh, they shall be comforted. We mentioned there in that list, backsliding. Not a popular subject. But is there one or more here this morning? Yes. That realizes. You realize in your heart how you have grievously backslidden before God. Blessed are they that mourn. What does the dear Lord say to us here about these backsliders? Let Israel return unto the Lord, thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Guilty, Lord, guilty, guilty. Well, the Lord says, take with your words, and turn to the Lord, and say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our limbs. Asher shall not save us, we'll not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more, to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless, in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. There's this blessed promise. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Or in a picture here of a repentant sinner over all their sin and transgression. I will be as the dew unto Israel. The Lord will be as the dew that, yes, drops down into the sinner's heart, percolates there, and does them good. Ah, yes, what, that his branches shall spread. His beauty shall be as the olive tree. He shall grow as the lily. Oh, shall grow as the lily. What a beautiful flower is the lily. Ah, yes, and a sinner is made, all their beauty is in Christ. All their beauty is in him. I will heal. I will, yes, heal their backsliding. Wages of sin is death, but the gift. But the gift. Ah, God's gift. Mercy and salvation, of peace, pardon, forgiveness. And dear soul, you know, one thing he'll bless you with, you may not see it this way, but it'll be the gift of prayer. The publican had it. It wasn't long, but it was sincere, and it was right out of his heart. And it comes right out of your heart and your soul, does it not, dear soul? God, be merciful to me. Nobody else. To me, a sinner. Well, dear soul, may it be yours and mine. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £605, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And tomorrow, God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting addressed by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. Mr. James Gudgeon is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. And next Lord's Day morning, we hope to hold a special prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 45. How can ye hope, deluded souls, to see what none e'er saw? Salvation by the works obtained of Sinai's fiery law. Hymn 45.
Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.